Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows.
ये सदन उलझा भी बहुत और उलझ कर सुलझा भी। मैं बहुत प्यार से कह रही हूं, मेरे भाई कमलनाथ अपनी शरारत से इस सदन को उलझा देते थे और आदरणीय शिंदे जी अपनी शराफत से उसे सुलझा देते थे। और इस शरारत और शराफत के बीच बैठी हुई सोनिया जी की मध्यस्थता, आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की सौम्यता, आपकी सहनशीलता और आडवाणी जी की न्यायप्रियता के कारण ये सदन चल सका।
नमस्कार। यू नो दिस क्लिप कॉन्स्टेंटली रिमाइंड्स मी ऑफ व्हाट इंडिया लॉस्ट, व्हाट वी लॉस्ट एज अ नेशन। एंड अनलेस एंड अंटिल वी मेक सम मेजर चेंजेस, this India that you just saw is lost. Let's get right into the show. We are in a country where no political party, no politician today can claim and say that na khaunga na khane dunga. No political party is beyond corruption, beyond quid pro quo, beyond, you know, clean and, you know, absolutely spotlessly clean, India first, righteousness, all that. No political party can claim that day. No political party. And if somebody is claiming, they are lying. We saw that in the electoral bonds. We saw that the way electoral bonds were collected, we saw the way political party, which is supposed to be there for serving the people, started amassing money for what? For what? To pay bonuses to their workers? So, directly or indirectly, no political party or politician can claim that they are spotlessly clean, squeaky clean, and corruption free, and na khaunga na khane dunga. All this is not happening. That's the point number one. Let us realize it today. So if you are voting for a politician, chances are you are either voting for one corrupt politician or you are voting for the other corrupt politician. You pick the better corrupt politician from the two politicians that you are going to vote for. Chances are that is going to be the situation you are going to be in 2024. This, to my mind, is a fact. The second point I want to talk to you is about the way our democracy is being crushed. The reason I say our democracy is being crushed is because the way in which oppositions are just picked and put behind bars. My first point was nobody in this country can claim, no politician I think in this country can claim after electoral bonds that, you know, they are corruption free, they are clean, there is no corruption. I told you that. Now we see that the opposition politicians, the opposition political parties, their leaders, especially leaders that will make a difference, picked up and put behind bars. K. Kavita, put behind bars. Why? So that it will be easier to charge sheet Arvind Kejriwal. Hemant Soren, put behind bars. Why? Because way things are, Jharkhand is important. So the biggest opponent for the ruling dispensation, that is Hemant Soren, who could stand against the ruling dispensation, could make a difference in Jharkhand, put behind bars. Arvind Kejriwal, put behind bars. Possibly the most vociferous opponent against Bharatiya Janata Party, like Mamata Banerjee, who incidentally now is more or less quiet. She's gone quiet. I don't know the reason, but she's gone quiet. West Bengal, Mahua Moitra, today raided. CBI has raided her residence. I told you first, no politician can claim to be clean, spotlessly clean, non-corrupt, nothing. No political party can claim that. So if no political party can claim that, why witch hunt the opposition? A lot of people have been asking me as to why, what do I think if a person is corrupt, should he be let free? Is a politician above law? Let me tell you, I say nothing of that. Why politician? Anybody, a journalist, politician, common man, anybody, whoever has committed a crime should face the consequence. I have no debate on that. My request is, my point is, what is bigger? Teaching Arvind Kejriwal a lesson or the democracy? Which is bigger? You definitely teach Arvind Kejriwal a lesson. If he has committed a crime, he should face it. But couldn't it wait for 2 months? Couldn't it wait till the end of election so that you show the nation that finally, above everything is the nation and our democracy. Let Arvind Kejriwal get the opportunity to fight the election, fight for his party, campaign for his party, try to get the maximum amount of votes for his party, and then once it's all done, you arrest him, you interrogate him, you do whatever you want. That is the prerogative of law. Was Arvind Kejriwal right in just ignoring 9 summons? Absolutely not. But he ignored 9 summons, no? Couldn't you wait for 2 more months? 9 summons you waited, no? Couldn't you wait for 2 more months? At least you could have proven the point that democracy first. K. Kavita. Mind you, Chandrasekhar Rao is not in a position to campaign. He's unwell. Who's going to campaign for him? Who was supposed to campaign for BRS? Kavita. Behind bars. The most vociferous voice from Trinamool Congress after Mamata Banerjee, Mahua Moitra, now facing CBI raids. I spoke to you about Hemant Soren. Tejaswi Yadav and his father both are facing ED and other charges. All of this happening same time. Congress, their accounts frozen. All of this happening same time. Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair? That is why I say that India has lost. We lost our India. The third point I want to talk to you about is look at the way how administration, when asked to bend, crawled. It was so easy for the powerful to manipulate, to manage, to crush, to make the administration go against the people, go against the way, or go the way the politicians, the people in power wanted. It was so easy. Finally, administration works for whom? They are public servant or political servant? Police works for whom? Public? To protect the public from crime or to protect politicians from public? What exactly is the role of police? What exactly is the role of enforcement agencies and central agencies? Who are they protecting and what interest are they protecting and whose interest are they protecting? If we have to get back our India, there has to be administrative reforms, no matter which political party comes in. Because I am not very optimistic. First of all, I don't know whether there will be a new political party coming in to power in 2024. By the looks of it, it doesn't look. And if at all there is, I don't see that new political party being any different. I don't think that new political party being any different. That new political party will come and magnify everything what the old political party has done, because that's exactly what the old political party did. Magnified what a UPA government had done. So UPA government did this much, this political party came and this did much. The other political party who will come will do this much. We are going down. There has to be administrative reforms. There has to be police reforms. The way ED functions has to be relooked. The way a bureaucrat functions has to be relooked. The reporting system of a bureaucrat and the legislature has to be relooked. Executive, the relation of executive and legislature has to be relooked. The job of the judiciary has to be relooked. It's all gone wrong. It's all gone wrong. Where are we going with this? You know, you say something wrong and the next day there could be a raid on you. You know that. You know if you say something against the government, there could be a raid on you the very next day. Who raids you? Your own public servant. People who are there to protect you. Those protectors come and raid you. Administration is going wrong. Administration is there for the ruler. We are the subjects. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. There has to be cultural reforms. We are used to be subjected to having a king on top of us. We love being ruled. We love bending. We love falling at people's feet. We are used to having an autocratic ruler. We like an autocratic ruler. We sing praises of an autocratic ruler. Possibly that's the way we pass our responsibility to somebody else. Because if there is an autocratic ruler and he or she takes all the decisions, then you don't have to take decisions. That's hai. Ho jayega. Maybe that's the way. That's the way we're looking at it. But the country is used to an autocratic leader. We have forgotten our own rights. And a lot of us don't even want our rights. A lot of us are okay to saying that chubaito na, kyu baat kar rahe ho? I get this advice all the time. Instead of me being told, talk more. Because that's my job. That's my constitutional right. Other than me being told that, I'm told, chubaito na yaar, why are you talking? Till such time that we change that culture, nothing is going to change. India, the country, our country, we'll lose our India. We'll lose our beautiful, democratic, liberal India where we had rights, where we believed in our rights, where we believed that every person, every Indian was equal. We will lose that India. That's the point I wanted to make. I want to show you another clip. One clip that I showed you in the beginning of my editorial. This clip is what today's India is.
Manya Mantri ji, please.
मैं उनको बैठने को
कृपया प्लीज डोंट बी पर्सनल प्लीज
बोला
जी
ना हम लोग कोई भी नहीं कुछ बोले
व्यक्तिगत टिप्पणी से बचिए प्लीज
सर अभी कुछ नहीं बचे अभी बचे नहीं है खाली अभी जो आवाज आ रहा है ना वो बिल्ली का टाइगर का आवाज नहीं है वो खत्म हो गए अभी वो उनको कोई हमारे पंतप्रधान जी के ऊपर बोलने का कोई अधिकार नहीं है औकात नहीं उनकी पंतप्रधान जी के ऊपर बोलने की
जी जी
माननीय अमित शाह इनके ऊपर उंगली भी बताया ना
थैंक यू
तो तुम्हारी औकात में निकालूंगा क्या असलियत
इधर इधर
निकालूंगा ये श्री
मोदी साहब सिरे नहीं ले रहे सिरे ले रहे हैं देश के वैज्ञानिक ओए उग्रवादी सिरे ले रहे हैं
इट इज प्लीज
ए उग्रवादी बोले भी तो आगे भी खड़ा होगा ये बता रहा हूँ ए उग्रवादी सर ये जो सिरे अगर जाता है तो देश के
प्रधानमंत्री
को जाता है
दानिशल जी प्लीज सिरे
आतंकवादी है उग्रवादी है ये मुल्ला आतंकवादी है
विदुरी
सर अभी मैं बताना चाहता हूँ अधीर रंजन जी अभी शोर मचा रहे थे लिस्ट पढ़ रहे थे उस लिस्ट में अधीर रंजन जी जब
राइट डाउन इन द कमेंट बॉक्स बिलो वेदर यू थिंक वी आर द सेम इंडिया. टिल आई सी यू नेक्स्ट टाइम. नमस्कार.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the House of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.